Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Always great to have your company for Dwayne's World. Just watching John Rahm tee off at the watering hole at the LIV Golf. The music's playing in the background whilst he's actually teeing off. The crowd's going crazy. It is something else. And LIV Golf in Adelaide has thousands there. If you look at the galleries, Pat Welsh is in the middle of it. And he joins me to have a chat about it. LIV Golf Adelaide updates for First Choice Liquor and the First Choice Liquor Market, Australia's best liquor retailer. Choose to drink wise. Pat, welcome to you. Great to have you on. Thanks for jumping on.
Well, you and I have done this in the past, mate, haven't we? We've walked around the fairways. Well, you'd be stunned with the sights and sounds that are coming from this golf tournament. I've rarely seen a crowd bigger at any Australian event, if ever. And I've certainly never been, well, with the exception of last year's event, to a louder golf tournament. It's crazy. Our commentary area is over beside the watering hole, just beside 11 Green as well. And the crowds here, they're just 10 deep as far as you can see.
It's like there's a nightclub and they've decided to play golf in the middle of it, Pat.
Exactly right. Look, I've told the story a couple of times, Wayne, about last year. When Tyler Gooch, remember, had that 10-shot lead going to the final round, like late in the final round, the lead was down to about 3, standing over an 8-footer for par, and he's measured it up from every angle, and all of a sudden, just as he's about to pull the trigger, Sweet Caroline bursts out. He didn't miss a beat, knocked the putt in, and finished up winning by 3 and collected about $7 million for the week.
So this is how many tournaments around the world now, Pat, and will this continue to expand to the point that this is going to be the new... It just seems to be taking over the world. It just doesn't seem like it's going to be able to be stopped.
No, look, I think what happened from last year was Chase Koepka's hole-in-one. That's the one that got the global exposure. And I think you'll agree with that, Wayne. I mean, you know, every TV news service virtually everywhere in the world ran it. And all of a sudden, LIV got the platform that they needed. There's no doubt about that this is their biggest event. I've spoken just quickly to the Shark this morning. He's just overjoyed. There's merchandise huts everywhere where the people have been lined up 50 deep all day long. And it's not cheap. You don't get out of there under a few $100. Yeah. But there are people everywhere. They're loving this. They're lapping it up. They're lapping up the noise. And I tell you, they're shooting lights out. Young Kazuma's 8-under, as far as I know, when I left the box a few minutes ago. He's had 6 birdies. And an eagle. This is a Japanese youngster who had to go through qualifying to even get on the tour. Peter Uihlein, the former US amateur champion, he's a very good golfer in his own right. Hits a long bombs. He's at 7. They've got their wish with the Australians going well. Matty Jones is 4 or 5 under. Leash is around there at 3. Cameron Smith made a great eagle earlier in the day to get it to 3 under. So, look, they've got all the big names there and a couple of these young imposters as well. So, it augurs so well early in this tournament.
And I saw a few of the big names putting football-shaped balls on the putting green. In fact, I think Cam Smith even teed off with a couple of them, didn't he?
they tried everything here. And I tell you what, it's dragging the who's who, Blaine, as well. I spotted Casey Stoner early in the day, you know, our two-time world motorcycle champion. He's a mad golf nut. Greg Blewett is here. I saw rugby league legend Laurie Daly wandering the fairways. I flew down from Brizzy yesterday, and I think, you know, I reckon about 80% on my flight, and it was a full flight from Brisbane, were coming to LIV. And, of course, you know, they've got the entertainment of Tones and I and DJ Fisher tomorrow night. He'd be your man, DJ Fisher, wouldn't he, mate?
Well, Greg Blewett, he can't keep him away. He would have been playing in the Pro-Am. My daughter flew him down to Bumboogle to play a couple of weeks ago with Southern Airlines. He loves his golf so much. I think he loves it more than cricket, Bluey. So he's having a good time. I can see that. Well, what happens at night, Pat? I mean, you've got to get some sleep at some stage. Do you actually enjoy the frivolity of the after party as well? Are you still getting there?
I'm an old man, but I will watch DJ Fisher, that sort of stuff. I'm not a big rapper, but it does fascinate me. The crowds, you can't get a ticket for tomorrow. It's a sellout because DJ Fisher is doing the show afterwards. But look, honestly, and as I said right at the outset, you and I have been to a lot of tournaments around Australia over the years. This is just sensory overload, mate. It's like nothing I've seen. Obviously, the Team Ripper guys are now playing 12. Oh, sorry, the number one group is playing 12. So Rahm is at 5-under as well. He's just snuck up on them. Sergio Garcia, who's had a hell of a year, been beaten off playoffs twice this year. And Cam Smith, of course. They're on 12 at the moment. You won't get a bigger noise if someone knocks at step here. And they tell me that the construct on 12, it took them 7 weeks to set it up.
Wow.
It's like something you've never seen. I mean, it's like a mini city has been transferred into the middle of Adelaide.
Crazy stuff, Pat. Great to have you on. Really appreciate your coverage as well as part of SEN's coverage on SEN Fanatic and the SEN app all weekend live from Grange. Great to have superstars like you part of our coverage. So thank you, Pat. We'll talk soon.
Pleasure, Ryan.
Pat Welsh joining us from Grange. And if you haven't seen the pictures, it's one of those things that I look at and think, well, I've played Grange before many a time, and I've covered many a golf tournament, President's Cup for the ABC, others with Paddy as well. But this is nothing that we've ever seen before, LIV Golf. It's out of this world. For First Choice Liquor Market, awarded Australia's Best Liquor Retailer 2023 by Canstar Blue. Choose to drink wise. Back to wrap it all up next.